Elizabeth Elliot says, "It takes a steadfast heart to allow the Lord to let His will be done in us. But I want that kind of heart. I want His will with all my heart." Elizabeth adds, "I say it to Him over and over. Lord, do anything you want with me, at any cost." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot. As you seek a closer walk with Jesus Christ, thank you for joining us for another challenge from Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, carrying on today with my talks about Oswald Chambers. Oswald Chambers wrote in his devotional book, My Utmost for His Highest, about the secret of the Lord. Taking the title from Psalm 25:14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. What is the sign of a friend? That he tells you secret sorrows? No, that he tells you secret joys. Many will confide to you their secret sorrows, but the last mark of intimacy is to confide secret joys. Have we ever let God tell us any of His joys? Or are we telling God our secrets so continually that we leave no room for Him to talk to us? At the beginning of our Christian life, we are full of requests to God. Then we find that God wants to get us into relationship with Himself, to get us in touch with His purposes. Are we so wedded to Jesus Christ's idea of prayer, Thy will be done, that we catch the secrets of God? The things that make God dear to us are not so much His great big blessings as the tiny things, because they show His amazing intimacy with us. He knows every detail of our individual lives. Him shall He teach His way. Him shall He teach in the way that He shall choose. At first, we want the consciousness of being guided by God. Then, as we go on, we live so much in the consciousness of God that we do not need to ask what His will is, because the thought of choosing any other will never occurred to us. If we are saved and sanctified, God guides us by our ordinary choices. And if we are going to choose what He does not want, He will check, and we must heed. Whenever there's doubt, stop at once. Never reason it out and say, "I wonder why I shouldn't." God instructs us in what we choose. That is, He guides our common sense, and we no longer hinder His Spirit by continually saying, "Now, Lord, what is Thy will?" And that made me think of some of the young men that I've talked to who spend weeks and months and even years asking God's will about whom they should marry, when the perfect rose is growing in their own backyard. That lovely young woman at the church with whom you have worked, that sweet girl on the campus that you've watched and perhaps have dated and have talked about and have talked to and maybe have prayed with and read the Bible with and have given every reason to hope that you were in love with her, and you're still saying, "Lord, what's Your will?" God instructs us. He guides us if we are saved and sanctified. He guides us by our ordinary choices. And if we are going to choose what He does not want, He will check us, and we must heed. Whenever there is doubt, stop at once. He guides by our common sense, and we no longer hinder His Spirit by continually saying, "Now, Lord, what is Thy will?" And I suppose we will get some letters from people saying, "Well, that sounded okay, but I'm still in a quandary." Well, then I would remind you that the Lord is our shepherd, and He's much more interested in getting us where we belong than we as sheep are interested. Just trust Him. And here's one about the eternal goal. Abraham has reached the place where he is in touch with the very nature of God. He understands now the reality of God. My goal is God Himself. At any cost, dear Lord, by any road. At any cost, by any road, means nothing self-chosen in the way God brings us to the goal. There is no possibility of questioning when God speaks if He speaks to His own nature in me. Prompt obedience is always the result. When Jesus says, come, I simply come. When He says, let go, I let go. When He says, trust in God in this matter, I do trust. The whole working out is the evidence that the nature of God is in me. God's revelation of Himself to me is determined by my character, not by God's character. By the discipline of obedience, I get to the place where Abraham was, and I see who God is. I never have a real God until I have come face to face with Him in Jesus Christ. Then I know that in all the world, my God, there is none but Thee. The promises of God are of no value to us until, by obedience, we understand the nature of God. We read some things in the Bible 365 times, and they mean nothing to us. Then all of a sudden, we see what God means, because in some particular we have obeyed God, and instantly His nature is opened up. All the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him, amen. The yea must be born of obedience. When by the obedience of our lives we say amen to a promise, then that promise is ours. One of the things that I particularly want to recommend Christian biographies to you for is because you can see the dead-end streets that God's servants often came to when they did not know which way to go. There seemed to be absolutely no way to go any further. They were closed in on all sides. If you heard my talk some time ago about Betty Scott Stamm, you heard me read a lovely poem of hers, I'm Standing, Lord, taken from the verse in the Bible, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And in this book about Oswald Chambers' life, you can see time after time when there just was no light. He didn't know what to do next. And one of my favorite verses in scriptures is from 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, Lord, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon Thee. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon Thee. And you know, God is never late. And in every single incident in Amy Carmichael's life, in Hudson Taylor's life, in Adoniram Judson's life, and in Oswald Chambers' life, and in all the Christian biographies that I've read, and I certainly have shelves full of them, it's faith strengthening to see that the difficult decisions, the dead-end streets, the hard places, there was always guidance when the time came. Winning into Freedom is the title of one of these devotionals. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. If there's any remnant of individual conceit left, it always says, I can't. Personality never says, I can't, but simply absorbs and absorbs. Personality always wants more and more. It's the way we are built. We are designed with a great capacity for God, and sin and our individuality are the things that keep us from getting at God. God delivers us from sin. We have to deliver ourselves from individuality, which means to present our natural life to God and sacrifice it until it is transformed into a spiritual life by obedience. God does not pay any attention to our natural individuality in the development of our spiritual life. His order runs right across the natural life. And we have to see that we aid and abet God not stand against him and say, I can't do that. God will not discipline us. We must discipline ourselves. God will not bring every thought and imagination into captivity. We have to do it. Do not say, Oh Lord, I suffer from wandering thoughts. Don't suffer from wandering thoughts. Stop listening to the tyranny of your individuality and get emancipated out into personality. Do not substitute Savior for Son. If the Son shall make you free, and that's S-O-N, of course, you shall be free indeed. The Savior sets us free from sin. This is the freedom of being set free by the Son. It's what Paul means in Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. His natural individuality, in other words, has been broken, and his personality united with his Lord. Not merged, but united. Ye shall be free indeed, free in essence, free from the inside. We will insist on energy instead of being energized into identification with Jesus. Pretty piercing concepts, aren't they? Blunt, matter-of-fact, down-to-earth, and I think that many of you will feel about them just the way I do. They hit me right where I live. They get me right down in the ordinary, everyday shoe leather of what it means to be a Christian.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.